You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Dominique. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
No, Dominique. This is Tanisha calling from Acceptance in Milledgeville, Georgia, in regards to a mutual client, Ms. Jasmine Bonner. We put in for her vehicle to be towed yesterday, and no one came to get the vehicle, so I was doing a follow-up. So I didn't know exactly where I needed to go in order to get something. Yeah, it's been there. Hold on. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm back.
Hey. Okay, one moment.
I got a member ID if you want it.
I believe I pulled it up and you said Ms. Jasmine Bonner.
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
For the 2004 Honda Pilot.
That is correct.
Okay, and it looks like about, I want to say 30 minutes after she called, the person who was supposed to be picking up the vehicle canceled.
So did you guys notify her?
I'm not sure. It's looking like I'm guessing the person who was working this ticket did not notify her.
Okay, so what can we do?
I can get this ticket redispatched, no problem. Just one moment.
Let me ask you this. Hold on. Give me a second because we may have someone. Hold on for me. Just a second. Give me a second.
Okay.
Sure that your call will receive the time and attention it deserves when we return to the line.
Again, what did you say your name was?
Dominique.
Okay, so here in Milledgeville, one of the benefits of being in a small town is that we get to meet providers. So we have a provider who actually works with you guys, named Central Georgia Towing. Is it possible for us to set it up for Central Georgia Towing to do it? Because they have a good reputation when we use them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's actually the provider who was supposed to pick the vehicle up.
That's who was supposed to pick it up yesterday, and they canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me a... Central Georgia Towing, they canceled. Let's see why they canceled. Yeah, that usually doesn't happen. AJ, and it's trying to take it to children. Yeah, it's at AJ's. Hold on, Dominique, give me a second. We're going to reach out to them.
Okay.
Because that's normally not, you know, what they do.
Hey, this is just for the manager at Extensions. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Fine. I got a question. We had a customer that her car's been at AJ's, and you guys are going to pick it up through our NSC program. Well, they're telling us that you guys call that you canceled. Yeah, our NSD program, that's our third party towing service we work with. Not towing service, but our
emergency roadside
service. So they'll call you guys and set it up. So they call, set it up, and they said you guys call back and
cancel. And this was for today?
Yesterday for Jasmine Bonner. She had her car at AJ.
The only thing I have yesterday for NSD is not for that.
Okay.
They don't see it, Dominique. They said.
Okay, from the notes, it's showing me that it was sent over to them, and then they said it was they canceled due to problems with the PO, and then it was sent back over through email to them.
They said it was a problem with the PO?
Mm-hmm.
We're on the phone with them now.
They're the one who's telling us that.
Say it again, Dominique. I apologize.
They have a great reputation here.
Yes.
Tell me, say it again, Dominique, what you said.
Okay, so it looks like the ticket was sent over to Central Georgia Towing and Recovery, and I believe they called in and canceled because it said it needed to update the PO, and then the PO was updated and it was resent by email.
Do you have a confirmation or a contact that you spoke with Central Georgia or anything along those lines?
We don't necessarily, we just know have the agent who spoke with that company.
Okay. All right. So is there somebody else? So, Dominique, what options do we have at this point?
I mean, I could resend it to them if they're still willing and wanting to do the job, or I could go down the list of providers and find a different provider.
Are you sending an email, or how are you notifying them, Dominique?
Well, I can either notify them through digital dispatch or through email. It would be their choice.
Digital or either email is their choice. You're calling them back?
Yes, well, I'm going to confirm the email.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Because, in fact, one of the people who work there actually has insurance with us, so we normally never have this problem. That's why we're doing this due diligence, because does he work there, he's a customer. So that's why we're trying to get contact with. Maybe it was miscommunication on somebody's end.
Yeah, or maybe, I don't know, the email was wrong, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that's why we're trying to do some troubleshooting.
They will get a confirmation back from. What he's saying is that they call back and cancel it. She said that never happened.
Yes, he said they had a bad PO. I don't know. That's what I want to confirm. The email, make sure we're on the same page. We're talking about the same thing.
He's saying they called back and said that these people canceled.
And you said they sent it back to you. How did they send it back to you, Dominique?
Well, it just comes on our alert board, and then we'll pick it up off the alert board, and it'll be in the notes, and it'll say provider canceled, and it'll say the reason, and then it says needs to update the PO.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on.
Please continue to hold for the next available representative. Thank you for waiting.
I apologize. Okay, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
You call us. Okay, she got us on hold. Hold on.
Okay.
Because we want to verify. It's $55 for that toll, so that will be covered, correct, Dominique?
Let me see.
They have a problem with them. Yeah, they have a problem with them.
Say that again, Dominique.
One moment. I'm going in there now to see.
Okay. G is in girl.
Okay.
T is in Tom.
Okay.
R is in Robert.
Okay.
At windstream.net.
Windstream.net.
You got it to me?
Oh, give it to me here.
Yes, ma'am. It's showing cover.
CGTR
at
windstream.net.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the email it was sent to yesterday. I'm not sure.
And the amount that they're charging is $55?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you'll send it back over again?
Yes, ma'am.
She won't be there. Ms. Bonner will not be with her car with the keys until 3:30. She's at work now.
Okay, I'll put that in there.
And then I'll follow up with them to make sure they have it.
And what's y'all's exact time there?
Currently it's 2:30, so an hour from now.
Okay. Okay, and I just resent it over to them.
Oh, I should have. Can you CC me on that request or no? Or can you send me a copy of that request?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's fine. I'll call them.
I can call. Yeah, I was going to say I can call them and see, though, make sure they got it.
I was going to call them and see. Hold on for me.
Okay.
1302. All right, we'll see you then.
Hold on for me.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. You will be assisted momentarily. Please stay on the line.
Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. Thank you for waiting.
Dominique.
Yes.
They got it, but the amount is 32 and they were charging 55. That's the problem.
Okay.
That's where the problem's coming from.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, they're getting a 32 because that's the contracted rate we have with them.
Hold on.
It deserves when we return to the line.
Thank you for your patience. You will be assisted momentarily. Please stay on the line.
Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
So, yeah, Dominique, that's what the breakdown is. They need $55. They said they've tried to have their contract changed to do $55 due to the fuel increase with COVID, but it's not been approved. And so that's probably why it was rejected yesterday and no one called and let us know. Okay, but they said that you guys will approve each time individually, but every time it comes through, they have to reject it, get it approved, and then you guys send it back through.
Okay. One moment. I would have to reach out to a supervisor because they would have to override for that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, just one moment.
My whole thing is... Yeah. But I told her if everything didn't work out, come back to us. I mean, that's all I could do.
But I knew the day she called, when she talked to me, she got mad on the call. And that's what made her go shop and look. It was not the claim process. Now, the claim process might have agitated her, but she got mad.
I wonder if, what Progressive have written, did you run her through Progressive or you didn't run her?
I never did run her because I didn't know she was looking.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? By the time you called her, because I didn't call her after that, by the time you called her, she had already went with whoever.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was too late for that. You probably got to call me that day, it was getting close.
Hello? Oh, I'm still on. Miss Mary Faye. Okay. Hold on.
We appreciate your patience. Please be assured that your call will receive the time and attention it deserves when we return to the line.
Thank you for waiting. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
Your call is very important to us. You will be assisted as soon as possible. Please continue to hold.
Dominique.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm trying to match two lines. What did your supervisor say? Will they approve the 55?
Well, they aren't able to approve that 55 since that is currently the contracted rate. He would have to wait until that new contracted rate is approved.
So can you guys reach out to someone else?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Yeah, since you guys won't approve that, we'll need to reach out to someone else. Give me a moment. Give me just a minute.
Okay.
So can you reach out to someone else and give me a call back to let me know who that person is?
Yes, ma'am. What's your phone number?
Do you have a direct dial number? My number is 478-414-1074.
And that's your direct number?
Yes, sir. Do you have a direct dial number, Dominique?
No, ma'am. We don't have direct numbers here, being an emergency call service.
Okay.
And so what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Misha.
Okay. Okay, and I'm just going to reach out to those providers now, and I'll be giving you guys a call back.
All righty. Thank you much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.